Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Austin Anderson later on the show. Let's stop in. Comedian Aaron Weber is going to be on the show with us in person tomorrow. He's at the Funny Bone. Nick's out in Council Bluffs doing some comedy, right, Nick?
Yes, Friday night. It'll be at Maggie Mays. Right,
yeah.
Our listeners are way too kind. Reason I didn't text anybody Saturday morning about the earbuds that I found in my bag was because I really didn't think anybody wanted to talk to me that morning, and I was certain I was going to meet you all at the intervention.
I'll just give them to him.
I thought I was driving to the clubhouse, and there's going to be an intervention, so I didn't reach out to anybody. But eventually, everybody reached out to me except for Tyler. Because he knows I can recover.
Well, who's had the longest relationship
right.
with you?
You know I can recover from that.
Oh, yeah.
That but Myron writes, hey, Todd, I know the
plus
feeling.
Plus, I was hammered, too.
Yeah, I know the feeling you expressed about your feelings after the show. I'm just some schmuck, so this might not mean much to you, but I felt your level of drunkenness made the show, and I think you shouldn't be using phrases like it was unprofessional. You guys tout how you pros, and you lived up to that billing on Friday. More than anyone else on the show, you own being the drunkest, but goddamn it, you powered through that drunkenness like only a pro could do. Kudos to you. I hope this alleviates some of the anxiety that you expressed.
Well, I would like to think that's not the best part of that show, which is you being hammered.
No, it's certainly not.
I mean, the whole show was great, and you can hear it live, by the way. And people are telling us it's great, so I'm gonna believe you, because I'm not listening to it.
Yeah, you know. But you know, I don't think personally,
it added to the show. Everything added to the show.
I don't think I'm at my best when I'm in that shape.
No, you're not, for sure.
I don't know if it's going to make you. If anybody is.
No.
I don't know if it'll make you feel better or not, but it was on brand for you.
I guess.
You know.
Yeah. There is that.
Nobody was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't unexpected.
Whether or not you're happy about that being your brand, I don't know.
But the guy that handed the AA book handed it to the wrong person, to Nick, for some reason. Call it Nick. Nick likes to party.
But I am surprised no one has shamed me. They just remark about it. I think 9.5-toed Luke, was that the guy in the text chain wondering if I got into some heroin?
No, that was Jimmy Cassino.
Oh, that was
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jimmy's seen you in that position too, by the way.
Sure, so he has.
Heroin would have been a choice.
Yeah. You didn't say bad choice. You just said a choice.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we had a great time.
And really, when I texted you on Saturday morning, I knew you were fine. I was really kind of just checking on Christy, too. So, you know, I was more worried about, you know, her having a nasty hangover.
When you dropped him off, did you walk him to the door?
No.
Good point.
No. No, just there's your house.
Vodka sanity could happen with Todd, you know. Both of them pretty hammered, man.
No, I figured... I figured Todd was well-versed in getting into his own house drunk at that point.
Well, that's not the part. It's up the stairs.
Wasn't there somebody there with the puppies anyway?
I believe so.
Yeah. I figured there was.
Oh, great. And you walked into that? I believe so. You don't know if anybody was there when you walked in that night?
I'm not in charge of. I think there was somebody there, but I couldn't be certain. But Christy's pretty good about that. She wouldn't leave the puppies alone for that long.
Yeah, that's what I figured. They needed to have a babysitter, so there was somebody in the house.
All right. If you want to hear all that,
probably.
Yeah, maybe more people check it out.
Most likely somebody in the house.
On the live show. I got to hear it, I guess. But once again, Nick mentioned earlier that Todd's drunkenness provided cover for mine, which I totally agree. I know I was ripped, you know.
But at that point, it was all relative.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I could still form sentences, you know.
Yeah, you just repeated them.
And he also...
Nick, come on, I'm not going to go and listen. I don't want to listen now, dumbass.
He also had to finish mine.
True. Yeah. He could have edited some of the repetition. He just wanted to make sure everybody knew what you were talking about.
My thoughts, but he's been doing that for years. So
the biggest
I remember. Now, you were asking me about why Todd and I don't fight. You had the big, long question about that.
Well, yeah, if there's just anything that you've had to look past with each other.
We discussed it there on the show, and I was pretty drunk, and I was, you know, I was crying and saying, I love this guy. I remember that.
Is there anything he's had to look past? Excessive public drunkenness.
Yeah.
that's from both of us.
Yeah, I'm looking past it right now.
We don't think twice about that.
No.
He's an excessive public drunk.
But again, you're not a mean drunk.
Like, we'll be lifelong friends.
Yeah. You're not a mean drunk. I've never seen you be a mean drunk.
Yeah. Was I repeating stuff there on my answer?
No, I think it was more like the part I listened to when you were taught, you were asking a question of
what?
I think it was Tyler Walsh and Cam, and one of them had like already answered the question.
Well, I thought Walsh had more of a, I think he should expand on what the first thing he thought of is he just said liberals, which is a great line.
Yeah.
Then I asked him, well, you can expand on that. He didn't expand on that, which is fine. That was the line.
No, and if I'm feeling mean, if I'm bummed like that, I don't drink away my problems. I only really drink like that when I'm celebrating. And so I'm in a happy mood, so it enhances, and then I get super happy.
Yeah.
And I just love everybody.
Yeah, you were jovial.
Yeah.
Check it out. Hear Todd descend in the drunken madness.
I've never once seen Todd be an angry drunk.
On all the podcasts, just not him. By the way. All the podcasts. Check it out.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But I feel badly because we had a discussion the other day. There are guys who, that's their medication. They probably get nearly that ripped every night just to deal with whatever demons are inside their head.
Yeah.
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 Probably not the healthiest way to deal with it, but many people do.
Those are the kind of people that just probably get a little help.
And they don't get a stage with a microphone either, you know.
Right.
So, no.
Really,
they can't express themselves that way.
Yeah, I think
I am Todd.
The greatest exercise in futility I had that night was right at the end when we had a list of people we need to thank. And I had two copies, and I handed one to Tyler. And Todd was like, you got one for me? I was like, well, I mean, I'll give it to you, but I'm fairly certain you
can't
read
it. Well, Todd starts to say, I want to thank some people. I said, no, you can't.
I mean, I was like, yeah, sure, here's a copy, but it's just going to be a big blurry mess.
You can follow along at home, right?
I believe I had a copy already that Jim Sussex
I stopped you from reading it, yeah. Because that would have been just gibberish. Yeah, and I could barely speak English at that point, but I know you can at least understand me. I'm hoping. I don't want to go back and listen, you know. But Nick apparently did. All right.
Yeah, I've never been a mean drunk.
No.
Sometimes I think it might have helped, because there's more often than if I'm in a situation around a mean drunk, I just laugh at them. And that doesn't help
that
the situation.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, if people are real mad and you start laughing, they get pissed.
No, I've been in a situation where I was drunk, where I had to be mean because it was something personal was happening, and I had to. But I don't know if it's because I was drunk, but also made me a little less worried about my own body. You know, I got into a fight.
Yeah.
My older sister was dating a guy, and actually she was married to the guy for a little bit, and I just hated this douchebag. And we were at my dad's pool. This is probably about 87, 88, somewhere in there. And he was there. They were together probably a couple of years. And I just didn't like the guy. And we were standing by the pool, and I had a bunch of beer, me with some friends. And he rubbed me the wrong way of something. And I don't even know how this happened, because he started getting pissed, and I got pissed. And I think all the past of knowing this guy, he's not the father of my sister's kid or anything. He was just some guy she's married to for a couple of years. I reached under and fireman carried him right into the grill.
Nice.
That's where alcohol was the best, because everybody loved it, including me. So it was a good thing. That's where mean alcohol actually worked in my favor, because I wanted to do that for a long time. And the only way I would have done that is if I was a little buzzed.
So you had your beer muscles and your beer lack of caring about third degree burns.
You're right. A lot of stuff, dangerous stuff could have happened there.
Yeah.
I'm not a violent guy. I mean, I can be, if I'm pushed, but I can count my, five times in my life I've been in fights. And that wasn't really a fight, because when I threw him down, he was going, "What'd you do that for?" And he was all hammered.
Sounds like you made a textbook tackle, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the fireman carried
right
me.
Right in the strike zone, you know?
And just whipped him. And I didn't know I was ripping him into the grill. I thought I was going to rip him into the deck of the pool, but he just went right into the grill, and everything just flew up in the air.
Yeah.
I was a hero.
How are we going to cook the hot dogs now, Mike? A-hole.
Goddamn, Mike. That's my dad probably said.
Yeah, I don't get angry. I don't get like mean
but
drunk or
that's
angry.
That's where alcohol helped me.
I get more situation. I get like sarcastic drunk.
Yeah.
Where somebody starts drama or whatever, I'll just be like, "Oh, good job." And then they want to kill
you.
How is that different from when you're sober?
True. It's just a little louder.
I think my passive aggressiveness, which is what I have anyway, is enhanced with alcohol for sure. Yeah. You kind of whisper stuff out loud and you get yourself in trouble because you're drunk.
Yeah, if you vocalize passive aggressiveness, it kind of defeats the whole thing.
It does.
And Puss will attest that all that comes out when I'm super drunk is my love for my fellow man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just wiener out and everything. Todd's a hugger
when he's drunk, man.
I just wish I would have seen Walsh in the corner of that room eating that pizza and everybody's crying. He's like, "I think I can go now."
I kind of remember him being in there, too.
I think that might have been me that walked in there and looked at him just crying. Eating pizza. I'm just going to eat this alone.
Now, I mentioned yesterday, why don't we video these? And now I realize we shouldn't, because I think it makes people want to come to the show to see it in person. Now it's backstage, you wouldn't have seen that. But I don't want to see any of this stuff on video.
No.
Yeah.
Ever.
No.
We're just too wasted.
Because those videos would end up being used against us at some point.
But please download the app and also download that podcast. And you can get the podcast anywhere at the Todd and Tyler app or wherever your podcast platforms are, including the live show, which is part of what we just discussed there. Right. Our buddy Austin Anderson in the studio when we get back. No, not when we get back. Later on, right?
And a little bit.
About an hour.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.